Bill White, a successful restaurateur, had his eyes on the historic Hixton property for years. He tried to buy it four times without success. When he had the opportunity for a fifth time, he didn't test his luck and paid full price for the 2 acres that had only a small shed, a garage, and a farmhouse on it, a very rundown house that has been pieced together with homes that used to serve as brothels during Park City's mining days. Due to gravity, the property's structures were near collapse as dirt from the hillside behind them slowly pushed them over. As he's proven with his 7 restaurants and bakery, Bill White is very good at conceptualizing potential, and with the farm property, he saw a diamond in the rough.
I enjoy landscaping and building and creating, and I saw a great potential in this place, even though this building was ready to fall over. Every time I drove by, it seemed to me like Santa's workshop or something, and I could see these visions all the time when I would drive by because I lived just across the street. So I bought it as a hobby initially and to see what we could make of it.
He's already put many, many thousands of dollars into the property, much of it in basic infrastructure.
The first thing we had to do was grade the property because it was sloped from Bear Hollow down to 224 on a continuous angle, and we needed to terrace it to make usable spaces. So we needed to make pasture, then the driveway, and then the yard, and then the front. And it had to step down and like that, and then we had to put drainage in, and we had to put electrical in, and all this underground things. And most of the improvements that we've done so far here have all been something you can't see. It's the shoulder in the front. We worked with UDOT for 2 years to get the shoulder fixed. I got them to put a sidewalk to the bus stop because the bus stop was a muddy dirt hole. So I got the county to put curb and gutter in there, and then we finished this whole area out front.
Today, the farm is home to 150 chickens, 20 small turkeys that'll be ready to eat by Thanksgiving, 3 greenhouses, several outdoor gardens, an apple and cherry orchard, beehives, a fish pond, and the makings for hydroponic gardens where he'll be able to produce heirloom tomatoes year-round. He's also meeting this summer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture as he develops an organic fish farm. But the farm isn't about raising food to supply his restaurants. Rather, it's the restaurants that are sustaining his farm animals and crops. Several times a week, staff drops off huge loads of compostable material that's collected at all of the restaurants and is fed to the chickens, which he says creates highly nutritious and very flavorful eggs.
So the chickens eating the composted food, it's just raw food, asparagus stems, things like that. But that affects the flavor of their eggs tremendously. So you eat a farm fresh egg and you're getting that dark, deep yellow yolk and something completely different from a commercially raised chicken, because they eat commercially raised food with antibiotics and it's the same thing they eat every day, day after day after day after day.
The restaurant scraps are also thrown into compost trays where worms turn it into highly nutritious soil, which is then used to fertilize the crops and will eventually feed the fish farm, again creating natural, organic, and flavorful food.
We raise our own worms to feed the fish, and so they're going to get a varied diet of a variety of different insects and worms that we raise, so the meat tastes really good. Fish farming has a really bad rap because salmon, let's just take for example, is fed, again, a meal made from salmon. So they'll take the salmon out of the farm, gut it, fillet it, and then make some form of food to feed back to the salmon. And that's why the meat is always kind of mushy and, you know, it has a lot of toxins in it, because now it's eating the toxins from the food from the previous fish, and they're building up inside that salmon. Our fish will be 100% organic and 100% clean of all chemicals. We've got the computers to monitor the water quality. None of that happens in the fish farming industry.
When asked what else he has left to do, he's serious when he says it'll never be finished. Up next, though, is restoring the farmhouse, which, like the garage, will be used as a large gathering and dining space. The garage has fully been restored, and it includes a small catering kitchen. The old farmhouse, he says, will be a larger space where its historic values will be shown off.
It's an interesting home because it was a couple of old brothels that were brought up by the Rasmussens when they bought the property, Jim Rasmussen, back in the 30s, when they dismantled Mother Urban's, and they brought up these brothels and stitched them onto this old house. And so we've stripped the ceiling, and you can see how that construction went on, and we're going to preserve that. And so when people go in there, they can understand how people used to live during that era, that mining era.
A challenge still to be worked out is traffic circulation and parking for the farm. He says he's working with UDOT to create a safe way for cars to pull in and out of the property. Summit County Development Director Pat Putt says this has been a one-of-a-kind application dealing with an historic property and agricultural uses. County code allows for adaptive reuse of historical property, and this one, he says, was processed through a low-impact permit and taken through the Planning Commission.
It's a unique project. I mean, I think he's got everything from, I think, bees to chickens to, you know, his herbs that he's growing and sort of his produce that he's growing. I believe, as well, as part of that low-impact permit approval, there was the ability to put a small office space in there. That hasn't been developed to date, but it certainly, if there was a case to be made where we want to see that local grown farm to table boutique agriculture, Bill is probably putting one of the first footsteps on the moon on that one.
Group tours of Bill White Farms are being scheduled, but staff says the demand is more than they can keep up with. If you're interested, you can make a request on the Bill White Farms website. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.